Renee Marie started out as a person who only sang occasionally, and now she's an actively touring singer-songwriter just nominated for a Grammy for putting her own spin on the works of Eartha Kitt. She's giving a concert in Interlaken on March 10th. Renee, thank you so much for being here today.
It's my pleasure, Kate. Thank you.
Now, please tell us, how did you make that transition from sometime singer to a Grammy nomination?
Well, it was generally unintentional. I had to be pushed into singing regularly by my son, my oldest son, Michael. He went and heard this singer in our hometown of Roanoke, Virginia, and he called me from the restaurant where they were playing and told me, "You got to come up here. The singer is singing all the songs you sing at home, and she's terrible." And so I went up there, and we sat at the table, and he said, "See what I mean?" And I was thinking, wow, I can't believe she's getting paid for this. You know, I could get paid to do a better job than this. And so that's how it got started. I got an unintentional kick in the pants by my ex-husband, when he told me to choose between him and singing.
Wow.
And so, I mean, you know, I didn't really feel it that way, like, oh, I've got to sing, or so I've got to leave my husband in order to sing. But it was more, I didn't want to live with someone who thought it was okay to issue ultimatums like that to me. Mm-hmm. Who does that? So I left, and when I left, shortly after that, I quit my day job with some encouragement from my family. And it was just like I found my air current, Kate, you know. I was flapping my wings like once every 10 seconds, metaphorically speaking, instead of twice per second. The effort was almost effortless, as long as I followed my true gauge that resonated within me. So I think that's how it happened.
But then talking about things that resonate, and so those are the things that resonated with you and with your audience. But then later, your nomination, your Grammy nomination, is for featuring the music of Eartha Kitt in I Wanna Be Evil. So how did Eartha Kitt then resonate with you?
Oh, gosh. I remember when I was just a little girl and watching the Batman series, and I saw Catwoman. At the time, I didn't know who she was, but all I knew that as a kid, having grown up, spent the first 10 years of my life living under Jim Crow laws, and then seeing this black woman on TV playing a villain against all these white people, it just turned my brain inside out. And I remember feeling some fear for her, as though she were going to get into trouble, because my history up to that point was, you don't do that. You don't talk like that to white people. And so there she was. And then years later, been singing for about 2 years, and my manager says, "You've got to go see Eartha Kitt." I was like, "Who's Eartha Kitt? You know, I don't know who that is." And so we go see her at the Carlyle Hotel in New York. And she walked out on the stage and started talking, and I said, "Oh, my God, that's the same woman."
It's Catwoman.
Oh, my God. I was just fit to be tied, as we say down south. And so I just fell in love with her. And she was dripping with sensuality and with playfulness. And I was like, that's the way I like to be, you know, on the stage. And so it wasn't that I had set as a goal one day I'm going to do this tribute tour. We just happened to be sitting around in the office of my record label, Motema Music. I was talking to the owner and the management team about what my next project would be, and I was naming some women whose music had influenced my life, and I was like Roberta Flack and Nina Simone and Eartha Kitt, and I said, you know, I have enough songs that I sing by Eartha Kitt. We could just do a project. And as soon as I said it, I regretted it, because I swore I would never do like a tribute album to anybody. Mm-hmm. And yet there it was, had come out of my own mouth. I wish I could take it back. You know, I put my hand over my mouth like, oh, my God, did I just say that? But everybody just latched onto that. And it's a good thing they did, because this CD, has actually, the music from it, Kate, I'm not exaggerating, has changed my personality slightly.
Oh, really?
I'm much more aggressive in talking about things pertaining to, you know, sensuality and my own womanhood and physique. I'm not embarrassed or modest anymore. I crack jokes that I think are scandalous. So, yeah, it's changed a little bit, and I'm more outspoken, too. I don't know what happened.
But still, you know, what's interesting, though, is that it's a tribute, and you are doing a tribute, but critics have all said that while you're doing that, you are still distinctly yourself. So how do you find that balance?
Well, I found the songs that really resonated with me, and believe me, it wasn't easy cutting them down to 10 songs. Mm. But we found songs that I just loved and thought they were so cute. Some I'd never heard of before, like I'd Rather Be Burned as a Witch or I Want to Be Evil. I'd never heard either of those when I started researching her music. And that really resonated with me. Wow. She was singing a song like I'd Rather Be Burned as a Witch than Never to Burn at All back in the 40s and 50s. This woman was awesome. So taking those songs, it wasn't a difficult step from those tunes to seeing how it resonated within me and the way I wanted to present it. And I did. And it wasn't the first time I've done that, you know, with songs where I've taken tunes and changed it around to suit the expression I wanted to give and the feeling I wanted to evoke in the listener. So it wasn't hard.
Renee Marie, thank you so much for being here with us.
It's been my pleasure, Kate. Thank you very much for doing this interview with me.
Have a great concert.
Thank you. See you there.